All right, and once again, it is a pleasure to have Sister Sprinkle, who will be giving our morning manna devotion. You know, Sister Sprinkle is a great role model and example to all of our women and to all of our church. Sister Sprinkle, we look forward to hearing from you. Are you there now?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Brother Vic.
All right, take your liberty. The floor is yours, Sister Sprinkle.
Good morning, church. Greetings to the saints of the Most High. I'm sitting in my kitchen looking out my window, and it's a beautiful day. The birds are chirping, and I thought, Lord, this is the day that Thou has made. I want to talk a little bit this morning. I'm hoping that it'll come all together. I have two thoughts, and I'm going to try to get them to mesh together and not take a whole lot of time. I've really had on my heart the three apostles. They were the three apostles. They were like the ones that were the closest to the Lord. That was Peter, James, and John. And, you know, they have so much to say in the Word of God. You know, they have given us so much, moved by the Holy Ghost. They walked with the Lord. They did all those things. They were like the inner circle. And, you know, we all desire that. We all want to be very close to the Lord. And that comes through prayer, through seeking His face, asking God, what do you want me to do, Lord? I want to be used, but what is your perfect will for me? We've all asked that question. What is the will of God for me? We know that the will of God is to live an overcoming life. We know that the will of God is to give. We know it's the will of God to be kind to one another. But what really is the will of God for me? And at times it's, you know, as we travel this road of life, the will of God isn't always clear. So we have to diligently seek His face through prayer, through fasting, through the Word of God, and times of counseling to really find the will of God. You know, the Bible says that there's safety in the multitude of counseling. So I want to take you to 2 Peter, verse number 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, listen, church, there's seven things, God's perfect number. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, virtue, and to your virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when I read that, I just felt the Holy Ghost just like a bucket full of anointing fall upon me, because I thought, Lord, you know what? The Word, everything that we go through, everything that we desire, everything that we pray for is in the Word of God. But at times we have to dig, and we have to dig deep. And there's times, hey, when we don't have the, we don't have the stamina to keep with it at times. So what we do is we call a sister or a brother, and we say, can you pray for me? You know, I need prayer. I need help. And That's what God wants us to do, because the world's going to know us by how we love one another. And I thought, God, you know what? It's true. We're living in a time now that we don't know. But one thing is sure. God is in control. God made this world. God does what he wants to do. And even when we don't understand, this is what we live by faith and not by sight. I want to take you to 1 John. And, you know, prayer is our lifeline. Prayer is what God wants us to pray. He wants us to seek him. He wants us to be Mary's. He wants us to be able to go to him and know that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He wants us to be close to him, even when the whole world's fallen apart. Because you know what? Brother Torres talked to us last night. We're going to a different place. We're looking for him to come. That's what we desire. It doesn't matter the circumstances around us. We know in whom we trust. We were bought with a price. We were bought with his blood. And there's no devil that can stop the will of God. I'm going to take you to 1 John. And John says this. And this is the confidence that we have in him. I'm sorry, 1 John 5. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. He hears us. He hears us because it's the will of God that we pray and that we seek his face. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him. Church, we're going somewhere. And even though we haven't been together, I can't even tell you what this devotions have done for me. It's made me, I feel like I'm closer to my church. I feel like God is able to talk to me and say, I need you to pray for this person, that person. We're not alone. God has connected us, and when we do get together again, it is going to be so powerful because we are going to be in step, because we can do nothing without him. He directs our steps, and I want to encourage all of us. God is coming back, and he's coming back for a church that's made itself ready. Have a great day. I love every one of you. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Sprinkle. Thank you so much. Church, I hope you all felt, I know you all felt the anointing that began to flow as Sister Sprinkle was speaking, and she reminded us once again about what Brother Torres spoke about last night. We need to be ready. We need to be ready. And we're going to be ready once we continue to get into the Word and we begin to seek God every day in the Word and in prayer and with that anointing that we felt like this morning. And Sister Evelyn Sprinkle spoke, I thought, what a way to start the week. Having Evelyn Sprinkle deliver it on this Monday morning. Thank you so much, Sister Sprinkle. That was powerful. Church, I want to remind everyone, tonight we're going to hear from Brother Jeff Sprinkle this evening at 7:15 p.m., so we look forward to that. And why don't we go ahead right now while we're feeling this anointing, why don't we pray together and ask the Lord to continue to lead us and to give us the right mind to have throughout the day today. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the great word we heard from Sister Evelyn Sprinkle. Lord God, help us to apply it. Help us to get into your word. Help us to get into prayer, Lord Jesus. We need your touch, Lord, just to get through this day, and we need your hand, Lord God, to help us to walk through this road of life, because one day we want to see you. We want to be with you for all of eternity one day, Lord Jesus. We pray this prayer with faith in the name of Jesus, and in el nombre de Jesús pedimos. And everyone said amen. With that said, everyone, God bless you. Have a great day, and we will see you back on this line tonight at 7:15 p.m. God bless you.